thank all of you. I think all of the city leaders and the county leaders and our state leaders are here today, which is a very good beginning for a process that is going to take all of our community coming together. I will tell you that I did not expect any kind of reduction at Shepherd. Shepherd is a great base. As chairman of the Military Construction Subcommittee of Appropriations, I've work to make sure that we have everything we need here for the facilities as well as the living conditions, and we've put hundreds of millions of federal dollars in this base. So any effort to lower the use of this base, I think, is unwarranted, and I am ready to go to bat to try to see what the Air Force was thinking and show why it would be a bad idea to start moving people out of Shepherd, particularly in the Joint Strike Fighter future. The Joint Strike Fighter is the next generation of fighter. It's going to be the largest effort that has ever been made for a defense contract in the history of the world, frankly, and is going to be made in Fort Worth, Texas. So I think it makes total sense to do the testing of that fighter and the repair and maintenance of that fighter and the training for that fighter in Texas. And I think most certainly the maintenance facilities should begin to be set up here at Shepherd. And I think that keeping it all together is one of the cases that we will make regarding Shepherd and its military value in the future. I want to say that Secretary Principe met with Senator Cornyn and myself and made it very clear that the expanded criteria that he will be able to use as a member and chairman of the BRAC Commission is going to make him independent, that he will take a fresh look. He will be an independent entity looking at much more than just military value as he makes the decisions for what stays open. In the past, 15% of the recommendations of the Department of Defense have been changed in the base closing process. So I want to say that a lot of bases around the country have had much worse news than Shepherd. Shepherd is going to stay here. That means down the road for the long-term future, even if the recommendations stay intact, I believe that Shepherd will be able to grow because of the other bases being closed. That will mean that the bases that stay open will have more use for our future security needs. Having said that, I believe we should start building right now to make Shepherd part of the Joint Strike Fighter team, and I think now is the time to do it. So I'm very pleased that all of the community leaders are coming together. I want you to know that we are going to work on the strategy with your community leaders and put our best case forward for adding to Shepherd rather than taking a little part of Shepherd that I think would be better served staying here. And I thank you, and I want to say that Senator Cornyn and I are working very closely on this project. He, as a member of the Armed Services Committee, has worked with me to assure that we have the military construction that has come to this base, and the military value has been shown through the Armed Services Committee for the joint training of our NATO allies pilots. It's working, and we have an old saying in Texas, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So we're going to take this base, and we're going to work together to try to keep it not only where it is now, but to build for the future. And Senator Cornyn and I are going to be working very closely with your leaders to make that happen.